Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts here every morning, WBT 99.3, 1110, Sunday.
We're not here every morning.
Every Sunday. I said every morning.
Sunday morning.
Dang it, man. TJ, edit that, please.
But really.
I'm joking.
But really, you can listen to us anytime on all the outlets.
You can.
All the social media.
That is correct.
Is that correct, Patrick?
It is. Hey, man, so I got
to... could listen to you every morning from the podcast.
Yeah, he can. So, you know. TJ's getting real.
I don't know, man.
I guess I could. I'll be honest with you. I get a little sweaty when TJ starts pulling the mic over from our guest. My armpits, you know.
It's like, here comes a true pro.
And I'm wearing a stark white cotton shirt today, so if my armpits get a little musty, we're all in trouble.
Goodness.
I might have to go change. My day efficiency goes way downhill because I got to go home and get another shirt. I might have an extra shirt in my car because I knew that tends to happen.
TJ makes you nervous?
Day. Yeah. I knew I was going to see TJ today. I was going to be intimidated.
Well, he came at you when he called
him. I got a question for you, Patrick. Since you wear buckle shoes, I'm sure you don't know this. Who is the intimidator?
Richard Petty. No, I'm just kidding. Dale Earnhardt.
Really?
Come on, man. Let's go. Come on. That was
dang.
A joke. That was a joke.
He was bad to the bone.
Well, speaking of bad to the bone, Trent, you and I are not bad to the bone at golf, but we did play in a very nice golf tournament for your kids' schools with
Monday.
With Jeremy Martin.
That was fun.
Yeah, and he texted me yesterday. He listened to Eric Sprouse's show, so we're going to give Jeremy a shout-out.
He did.
He sent me the heart. He loved it.
He loved it.
He loved it. According to the Apple emojis that are out there, he loved it.
So we got to get Jeremy Martin on the radio. He is the, amongst other things, he is the tennis coach for Gaston Christian School, boys and girls. And Piper is wanting to play tennis this coming fall, so he's been giving Piper some lessons. And through Belmont, the town of Belmont, he has given my kids some lessons in years past at tennis. So we're excited. So Reagan tells me, you know, 6 months or a year ago, she's like, you need to meet Jeremy. You'll like him.
He's a great guy.
Every time she says that, I don't believe her. she said that about his sham, Bedouin. I still don't believe her. Listen to the show. If you don't believe this, listen to his Sham Bedouin show. It was about 8 weeks ago. Great guy.
Unbelievable.
Dirty
hustle.
South Customs.
Yeah.
Every time my rim falls off my car or my hubcap, he doesn't get nice
words.
You got
to keep an eye on those hubcaps.
I'm joking.
Don't you have duct tape?
Excuse me?
Don't you have duct tape? I'm going to call out why. From our agent, we had talked about softball earlier. My man had to duct tape his shoes together.
Who did?
His cleats, Wyatt. I hear you. You hear that, Wyatt? I'm calling you. I told you to get some liquid nails or some super glue, but you used duct tape.
Why don't he go to the store?
Why would you do that?
Because then you wouldn't be a redneck.
Well, then you'd have to pay for some shoes. I gotta admire him for trying all. You wear them 1 hour a week for 12 weeks.
Well, you know, part of my job at this stage of my career and what I do is I go golfing with folks, and that's funny.
It's just the way you said
and
it.
And I have a pair of nice golf shoes. I have several pairs of golf shoes, but I have a pair.
Yeah.
And the front of their nice brand, all the cool guys are wearing them. And the tips of the bottom rubber sole, the tip of the front where it rolls up the shoe is coming off. If you could see this live, you would see my hand gesture. And it's just coming apart a little bit, and it drives me crazy.
Gorilla glue,
man. It's what I look at all day. So I threw them away in our trash can. I was like, I got to get rid of them because I keep wearing them. And then I have a bad day.
Gorilla glue,
and my wife pulled – the woman that throws everything away pulled them out of the trash can. Like, why are you throwing those golf shoes away? I'm like, mind your own business. No, she – this exchange student that plays – girls basketball at Gaston Christian is going back home. I don't know exactly where in Africa she's from, but she's taking lightly soiled shoes and new shoes or whatever back to her country. They need
really
shoes.
Cool.
So she said, well, you think those folks would? I said, if they play golf? No, I don't know. So anyway, yeah, I said, yeah, cool. I'm sure they could appreciate those because they don't have head trash like me.
So is this something the school's doing like publicly? Yeah. Like you can bring down?
Our company, I don't know how many she can take back. I ought to find out. Our company could probably do
put
a little
care package
a shoe raiser,
yeah,
you know?
A great idea.
It is a great idea. So, yeah.
Well,
anyway.
I'll continue on with the softball update. Trent, we need some help on our Roby softball team.
I mean, I don't understand. We talked about this last week.
We need some help.
We talked about it the week before. I'm tired of talking about it. I mean,
I'm really not doing much.
We're going to start hiring professional volleyball players.
We need to go recruit some of the guys that get cut from the Knights, see what happens.
Everybody always says, hire them college baseball players. Them guys are good. I always thought they meant they were good at softball. They were wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I hadn't been able to come. I mean, my ages of my kids and my extracurricular activities is crazy. But I'm glad that we're doing it. And I was in the office the other day talking to a couple of our young guys that are playing. I was giving them a hard time. And they said, man, but the camaraderie is so fun. We just cut up.
It is fun.
And said, it's good to get to know the other guys in the company on a level that. And I remember decades ago when I used to get to do that.
Yeah, you were,
But I'm going to brag on Ford again. Ford got him, I think it was a single that turned into a triple, two RBIs. I don't know if they're counting. I mean, the dude's nine, so, I mean, he got his triple. And I got it on video, and he told me, he said, you see my hit? I was proud of him. I said, yeah. He said, I could have went home, but the coach made me stop at third. And I got the video of it. The catcher had the ball standing on plate right when he was at third. There was no way he could have went home.
Ford might have been. He might have seen some old 80s baseball videos taking out the catcher, freight train style.
I said, you telling stories, son. You need to keep it in the road.
Come on,
Ford. Mind your lane.
Come on, man.
All right. Today we got Lenny Heath from Harkey Tile and Stone.
Can't wait to talk to Lenny.
I'm going to say a little something when we come back about Harkey Tile and Stone, and then we'll talk about it. But wonderful business, wonderful partner to us in business, and we'll get there and talk about that. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. If you missed the last segment, go back, check it out. Find us anywhere podcasts are found. You can also get us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Trent, you at the end of the last segment.
A couple things just happened there. Either you were trying to let the talk radio station think they were listening to a musical station.
I didn't know what was
or
happening.
Or you were counting 1-1,000. You had a tough conversation. We about to have a tough conversation. You were trying to be very stoic.
Stoic. All right.
And if I was looking at
Marcus Aurelius,
If I was looking at you, you probably had a mirror and trying to smile to get ready for this tough conversation. Hey,
I don't think the young kids use mirrors anymore. They just flip their phones around and look at their phones and do the picture thing. You ever do that?
Yeah.
Count your follicles.
What I'm seeing if I got a booger or something. I mean, I don't know. Got a big meeting. I just wish the iPhone I could breathe in and tell me if my breath was bad.
That would be good.
I just get tired of wasting gum, you know?
Yeah, that's why I got some Altoids.
I think about 75% of my gum chewing is not needed.
It's paranoia.
Yeah, I think it's I need a tester.
I'm with you. I suffered the same gum chewing habit.
So when we started the radio show over 8 years ago.
Yeah, you teased us at the end of the last segment.
WBT and us wanted to talk about trends in home construction and custom home remodeling ideas and kitchen ideas and all this. And we thought we were going to make all this money with our sponsors and advertisers doing it, which none of that's happened. But Reed Harkey, one of my very dearest friends in life, period, but especially top one or two in my business career. And Reed and his brother Jeff owned Harkey Tile and Stone, and he would come on the show a lot. And I was bamboozling him for some of that Harkey money for the advertising. But the trends in the countertops in the kitchen or the marble in the powder room doesn't change that often. So at the end of the first year in our annual review, we said, nope, we're done. We're going to talk about business. We're going to have fun. We're going to cut up. I'm not talking about home stuff anymore. And then Lenny comes on the show.
I'm excited to be here today. Thanks for having me.
And God bless his soul. Take a second of silence, moment of silence. Reed Harkey passed away this past fall.
Been about a year now.
Oh, it's been about a year? Oh, my gosh. It has?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
Man.
Went fast.
And he had a five-year fight with cancer.
Toughest man I know.
I mean, really, like, truly beat it back a couple times.
Twice.
On his own will.
Yeah.
I remember about two and a half years ago, you and I were playing golf, and you said he was the toughest man you knew, and I couldn't agree more.
Water fast for 90 days.
Yeah.
Water fast for 90 days to starve the cancer, and it worked.
It worked. You know, he said, he told me right after that, he said, I feel better than ever. He said, I'm closer to Jesus than ever.
Yeah.
He said, when you water fast for 90 days, you talk to Jesus a lot.
Like, that's what he told me.
He's sitting with you.
Yeah. He said he felt like he was going to meet him a few times, too.
I said, like, in the room? Yeah. He said, like, I don't know if I was in his room or he was in my room, but yes. He said it wasn't necessarily – that encounter wasn't bad, which is a blessing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the human body is something – is an organism. And anyway, God rest his soul. He was a wonderful man.
Yep.
And I loved him to death and loved sharing business with him. And I'm proud that we get to still share business. And me and Reed, our business philosophies – we're very similar, and we were always trying to improve, messing up every time. But one thing that we believed in was that we had to share some equity and some value into business with our key folks and let them take ownership. And hopefully the goal is create wealth for the business, for all the people in the business, and for them and their family. And so you're a partner at Harkey, Towel & Stone.
Correct, yep.
Well, that's cool.
Yep. We're working on year four now, so coming up five-year anniversary real quick. We kept it private for quite some time. That was more for my personal self than anything. Reed was mad. You know, he wanted to know how come I didn't want everybody to know that I was his partner. And I said, well, it's nothing to do with that. I just wanted people to know me.
Well, you come across a lot like my brother Travis, who has vowed to never come on the radio show. 8.5 years, pretty stubborn, I think.
I'm going to get him in here with us.
I think he's done a pretty good job. Last year, I was talking to Jesus, and I said, I'm going to call my brother, and I'm going to tell him I really need him, the one thing we're missing. And he shut it down, man. I said, man, I don't fight with my brother anymore. He said, can I have one battle I won't win? You win everything else, is what he said.
I'm going to text him and ask him to come hang out with me here at WBT.
Why don't you work on him? That'd be
right.
Your goal.
I'm
We're putting
to.
It on
right
the air. If you listen to the show and you know my brother Travis, if you're a customer of ours or a friend of Travis's or ours, nudge him a little bit. Tell him Lenny was chiding him a little bit, and then you're going
to
chide him.
He asked me to come to his house every time we were doing something, so I'm going to ask him to come to this house and hang out with
me. But you're a lot like him, and he's old school, and his whole reasoning is privacy, kind of similar. And he was the same way, you know, with equity in our traditional family business and our brand and stuff. And about 2 years ago, he told me, Lenny's got it going on. Those guys over there are doing good. He's like, man, Reed empowered those guys. He's like, And to hear him say that was like an aha moment. I was like, that's business 101.
Yeah.
That joker needs to write a book.
Reed and I had a long talk one day, and I told him that I was probably going to be looking for a new career path. I felt like I had I'd reached the top, you know, and he felt differently. Because when I told him my plan and my exit strategy, he came back to the table with some paperwork that he said I needed to sign.
That's cool.
That was really cool. And that was about 5 years ago?
Yep. Yep. And we started, you know, the conversations, that was probably 6 years ago the conversation started. And we just had to get some things in play to make it all happen. But, yeah, he didn't want me to leave, and I'm thankful for that, you know.
Cause that's great.
He definitely elevated me to where I am today. but he knew I had a lot of drive behind me.
Yeah.
You know.
And I mean, 15.
There's no ceiling for Harkey Talonstone for Drew and I now. You know, we want to grow as Roby Services grew.
Yep.
And how big y'all have gotten. You know, we see multiple stores.
Yeah.
You know, how long is that going to take us to get there? We don't know, but we're going to make it happen.
Well, Daddy always said, bigger is not better.
I can vouch for that, too.
So my polite has always been, my fight for 24 years is always, I want to grow. It's an inept thing to want to get bigger, do mm-hmm. better, improve. So I've always had a challenge internally to prove that wrong.
Yep.
That you can get larger and have more efficiencies and more talent and more quality because of that.
Yep.
So that's... And sometimes you got to take a step forward and take a step back. But Reed and I were talking about these things 25 years ago. So y'all sell us tile, and y'all sell us and install and fabricate our slabs.
Correct.
And that includes kitchen countertops,
fireplaces, walls, bathtubs.
Yeah, walls.
We're kind of doing it all with y'all right now. There's we've had some fun projects over the past year or two for
we
sure.
have we're
yeah.
fortunate
yeah amen blessing projects for sure.
Yeah. And matchbook stone on the wall is my favorite. Reed had that. His granddaddy had it in his house.
That's right.
But when we started hanging out, he said, hey, I want y'all's business. And he messed up a job. I caught all the crap from it, and he called me up. He said, I don't want your business. He said, but when I'm ready, give it to me again. About a year later, he said, I think I'm ready. And that was probably 2004 or 2005.
Wow, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Straight yeah. up. I mean, think about how hard that phone call was to make, because we were running buddies by that point.
But that shows you what kind of man Reed was, too, because
yeah.
he was man enough to say no.
Amen.
It takes a real man to say no. Anybody can just sell something and try and pass the buck, but
that's right.
That shows you what kind of man he was.
All right, will you stick around?
I'll
We're
going
to cut, pay some bills since y'all aren't paying them anymore. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Zing. Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. Did the cat just get let out of the bag?
I don't know what happened. Wow. I got cat scratch fever.
Goodness.
And that face you just gave me was nice.
You like it?
I wish y'all could. Y'all need to go hit 15 second rewind and close your eyes and picture Patrick going, wow! Goodness gracious.
Well, Trent, I, the last couple of segments have been awesome.
Yeah.
Hearing you and Lenny reminisce on Reed Harkey is something special. I'm just sort of kind of taking the third person party perspective, watching y'all going back to 2004 and all the different things. I will say this about Reed. We had some serious trials and tribulations trying to get Roby Electric really off the ground and rolling and all the things. I think you may or may know this, but at that time I was really involved with Nary. So Reed obviously has always been involved with Nary. But he had a knack for being able to say something to you positive when you really needed to hear it. Your dad had the same thing.
Yep.
I guess he could see the posture or the demeanor. And he would, you know, it might be the worst day you had in you know, retrospect during that time period of your life. And Reed would always, at one time, really sticks out. We were at the Metropolitan Building where we used to have board meetings. And I was getting on an elevator, and I must have given him a look or a side or something. And he said something like, you know, everybody's real proud of what y'all are doing over there. You should be proud. And it's like, you know, I really needed to hear that at that time. So just such a wonderful person.
And yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah, the family, the business that his dad ran and was second generation in was Renfro Tile and Marble.
That's
yeah.
right.
Which is a staple business in this town, especially in the high-end residential.
I have a fun Renfro Tile fact
for
you. So Jack Renfro, the founder of Renfro
yep.
Tile, the founder of my company now, you know, Reed had his Cadillac, and when Reed passed, I heard the car was going to be sold, so I bought it.
Oh, Lord.
Nuh-uh.
I wasn't going to let that car go anywhere. sentimentally,
yeah,
that car means everything to
dude,
me.
I got hair cool. standing up on my
I told
neck.
My wife, like, are we don't need another car. Like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, this is happening.
Are you driving it?
It's at the shop.
It's at the shop?
I drove it last week to a job site.
Big worm?
Yeah.
That's good.
And I told her, Jack Renfro was successful, and he was successful in this car.
Yep.
I'm buying the car.
My granddaddy, Glenn Haston, always had a Cadillac.
Yeah. So. I'm not a Cadillac guy, but I am now.
It's so cool, Eddie. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Next time you come to the office, you got to drive
that Joker. I'm going to drive it to the
Did
next
you know this?
Function.
No, you need to listen to the Dirty South Custom Show with Hisham Bedouin.
He would love my car.
And you need to take it to him and say,
put some hydraulics
on. Say, look, dress how you want to dress. However, like today, you got on a golf shirt and shorts. Yeah. Dress however and say, Hisham, this from Trent, open checkbook. Make this car how you want to make it for this look right here, dog.
Did you hear what he said? He said the open checkbook from Trent.
No,
did you hear that? I'm pretty sure I heard that.
I did not say that.
Yeah, we'll rewind and
we'll
make
just
sure
call,
that.
We'll, hey, we'll call it even from that last 20
called,
seconds you went over.
I like that.
It's called trust and faith. That is cool. I did not know that.
Yeah.
You know, in the early 90s when I started driving, I would drive the dump truck and stuff and go pick up 50 bags of Sackcrete or mortar, or, you know, thin set or whatever I was picking up. And Reed's like, man, I know I was throwing them over the counter to you. I remember some young idiot coming in there. But that's cool. Yep. That is really cool. So so tell us about your family.
So this year, my wife's been married for 10 years. I say my wife's been married, you know, I'm happily married, but I'm not sure she is at times. You know, she deals with a lot with me.
Understood.
Let's face it, you know. I got a 8-year-old little girl and a 5-year-old little boy. You know, they're why I do what I do every day.
Well, it's like Art Williams
All three
says,
of them.
He loves his wife more than he ever has, but he doesn't always like her.
Yeah. Well, it's the other way.
Yeah.
So, you know, right. I married out of my league. I don't have a problem admitting that on air, you
know,
just so everybody knows that.
I talk about it all the time.
Openly. We understand.
Yeah.
God bless.
She's the boss. I'm good with that. I get to be the boss at work every now and then, and I'm happy, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
no, that's cool.
Charlotte native, born and raised.
Went to West Charlotte.
Went to West Charlotte High School. Yes,
think
sir.
You got some street cred, but I throw Harding around you. Hunker down.
I was on the good west side. You were on the other west side, you know. That's okay, though. I don't hold it against you.
West Charlotte's okay.
Yeah, we whooped up on y'all. That was all right.
Dang.
I think we even did it in baseball. Ooh. I feel like we did.
I don't know. We had a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all did. Yeah.
But
y'all about the same age. You would have entered.
I'm a year or two ahead.
Yeah, he's got me by, I think, two, right?
My forehead tells a story. Yeah.
Well, mine just went gray, so I don't know what happened.
You got good hair. So your daughter plays softball.
Yep.
And she's 8.
Yep. She's
and you
doing
coach.
Good. Yeah.
You the head coach?
No, I'm assistant.
Okay.
I don't have the patience to be a head coach, but
at Mark,
I didn't think I had the patience to be a coach at all, truthfully. But, man, being out there on the field again, especially with those little girls.
So fun.
Like, I mean, that's the 1-2 days a week during the week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that I leave work early.
Yeah.
And I look forward to leaving work
you,
early.
Man.
Like, I don't care what's on the table. We're headed to Mara Ball Fields, you know.
I got 3 girls playing soccer on the same team, and then Ford's playing baseball, so we got to kind of swap and switch.
Yeah.
And that hurts. And then I'm playing in this golf tournament next couple days, so I can't go to either tonight. It really hurts.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll understand one day.
My little guy, he plays soccer. He's not looking down daddy's path to be a baseball player right now, and that's okay too. You know, I don't know nothing about soccer, but I'm learning.
I won't let my boys play soccer.
Yeah,
they have played soccer. And fortunately,
it kind of hurt my feelings. I started crying a little
bit. Fortunately, he's taking
a
liking to baseball and basketball. Yeah. Fortunately, so that's kind of cool. But I think soccer might have been more fruitful for my career than my no jumping basketball playing.
And Lenny, we're big fans of Mara. We were Corey Shanks is a team member of ours.
Yeah, so I grew up with Corey.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Eric, his older brother. We played Randolph Junior High ball together, and then West Charlotte ball together as well.
Well, what I was gonna say is they are Mara hosts a fundraiser, Kick It to the Max, for their son Max that passed away, and that was supposed to be this past Sunday. rain got it, and I think it's going to be rescheduled to June. But really good people over there.
But I played Legion baseball with Eric.
Y'all's
baseball coach. Well, then I switched. Yeah, he's the man.
Well, I was asked to come play at 262, and I showed up to the practice. I think I practiced for a week. You know, my childhood best friend, he wanted me to come out and play. I was like, all right, I'll be there. In a weekend, Coach Schilt looks at me and he said, we just realized you don't live in our district. Mm. Now, granted, I live about 2.5 miles from Myers Park where 262 ball was.
That's right.
But I was Matthews. Mm. Well, at that point, there wasn't no playing Legion ball.
You were intimidated by that 130-pound third baseman over there.
Yeah, I can't remember who the third baseman was.
I'll bet you it was more like a buck 15. And just put 130
back then.
Feel better.
It wasn't much.
You know, when y'all redid the concession stand and the scoreboard tower and everything at Myers Park, you know, your brother asked me to be involved in that. And that was a highlight for me because that brought back so many childhood memories of playing ball in that field. And, you know, I didn't want payment. I wanted my sign.
Yeah.
Out there, you know, and
it's good.
As far as I know, my sign's still out
there. It's still there. Travis represents, he's all into the Myers Park and South Park, and he got it going on us. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
He's a coach.
Yeah.
My dad, Ron Haston, never was a coach. He was always supportive in there.
Yeah.
If I started a baseball, he wasn't always on time. If I started a baseball game and I didn't see him standing on that third baseline on that fence, that's where I stand now. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I go over there and chew the cud with the coaches. I like them. I'm a little, with my travels, a little undependable, you know.
Yeah.
But I, man, they do such a good job. And I always tell them, I'm like, man, thank you so much. But I last game, a couple games ago, they said, hey, come stand in the dugout. I'm like, man.
I'm getting the invite.
I made the dugout. Yeah. I get to put on the catcher's pads with the homie.
Did you get to keep score? Is that what they
need? With the 9-year-old. No, I'm not.
You know, my favorite thing about coaching is being able to pass my child off. Because my child doesn't listen to me very well.
That's right. Mm.
And the other kids on the team don't listen to their parents very well. But when we're on that ball field, we just get to switch kids, and it works out great.
I think it's cool. Our coaches do a real good job of being stern and tactful with the boys, and getting their point across to not their kid, which is I like.
Yeah. It's easier.
It is.
It's easier. You know, I tell my little girls, like, Daddy, I'm not Daddy on this ball field.
That's Coach Lenny to you.
That's right, Coach Lenny. You remember that little girl.
Will you stick around? This is fun.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. We are having a Hawaiian theme day today on the music.
Hey, that's where them buckles came in shoes today.
That's it. We got to have a luau.
Get that one in.
The luau with Lenny. I'm Patrick Mikosik. So, Trent Hankson.
So Lenny, looking across the room, you can see from Patrick's, his chest up.
Yeah.
Would you imagine that he has on buckle shoes?
Yeah, well, no socks, buckle shoes, you know.
Can you cling them together? Cling.
Like clicking your heels? Is that what you're talking about? No,
I vowed. I'm going to say this first. Every time I say never, it ends up happening, and I'm a fan of what I said never to. But I vowed to never wear buckle shoes and never buy on clouds. I don't want to offend anybody with the OCs.
I'm with you. Yeah, I can't do the on clouds either. I did break down and buy some Brooks, though. So I did.
I got Brooks. I
did get my old man's shoes.
I didn't say Brooks.
I just went ahead and checked the box.
I buy the Brooks Ghost.
We're too late in the on cloud game. We're too late.
Nah,
if you wanted to get on that, you had to get on that like 6 years ago. You're too late.
Travis Haston wears on clouds.
Does he have buckles on his shoes, too?
Yeah, buckled
on clouds.
He's
probably got a couple Perry bought on eBay, gently used.
He and I have that in common.
One owner, non-smoker.
Travis will buy some tennis shoes on eBay and some blue jeans.
I bought me my first pair of Johnson & Murphys on eBay.
I can't say I've ever bought any tennis shoes or clothing articles on
now,
eBay.
Now, he did just say a good shoe right there, Johnson and Murphy.
Yeah, they are good shoes.
I bought them for $9.
But I don't wear dress shoes.
They don't
have
buckles.
I vowed to never wear dress shoes again.
Hold on, Lenny. These had buckles. This is back in the day. I have to come clean.
But you know, I used to watch – I love David Letterman. I used to watch David Letterman when I was a kid and young adult. And I always thought he looked funny because he would wear a suit with tennis shoes. I was like, that dude's corny. Yeah. I mean, no, man, you got to be a businessman.
He's like 30 years now, ahead of his time, yeah.
Now I'm vowing to wear tennis shoes or cowboy boots the rest of my life.
I keep threatening to buy the Nike, the all-white Nike old man shoes, you know? You know the ones I'm talking about?
Scuff-resistant?
Well, I think I want to be a trendsetter. You know, I think I want to buy them for my age group and be the first.
But what goes around comes around.
You talking about like Velcro straps?
You know the ones I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Academy will put them on sale. $39 Can't beat it.
Come on. He ain't talking about the.
I'd do that over buckle shoes.
You're not trying to help the circulation in your feet.
Avia. Remember those shoes?
Avia.
I thought it was Avia, but whatever.
Yeah.
My old man had a nice pair of white. I'm sure he still got those. All white.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They're tight.
When he was 35.
Still got them.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Still got
my old man. The guy was younger than you ever thought about being.
He still has them.
Poor fella. Good.
I'm
going to
call him on the way home. Like, you still got those Avias?
I got – my father passed away over 9 years ago, and we bought him some cool shoes.
Some Sauconys.
And he got into it. Sauconys and New Balance. And I got them all because we had the same size foot.
Yeah.
But they all I had to start throwing them away because the rubber on the soles hardened and cracks. And when you walk in them, you can't walk in them because you're like on ice.
I was heartbroken. I grew up collecting Jordans. I still love my Jordans. You know, me and my little guy, we got matching Jordans, and we moved into our house out in Union County 3 years ago, and we're going through boxes, and that same thing, a pair of Jordan 5s that I've been hanging on to, you know, they were 30 years old.
That's so cool, yeah.
And I pulled them out of the box, and the sole fell off.
Oh, man.
And I just looked, and I started a little tear shed, and I just threw them in the trash.
I've had a couple shoes I own for 10 or 15 years, and the sole falls off. Yeah.
Get Wyatt from over to Andrew Roby. He'll duct tape those things right back on for you.
That's funny.
I'm gonna bring him some better tape. Duct tape, you know, that was 20 years ago.
Nah, he's a great kid. I know. I'm just messing with him. Wyatt, don't get upset.
He needs Gorilla Tape.
So I love going over to Harkey. I hadn't gone over there. I'm kind of out of the game I used to be in. You know, yep. I used to be on the ground. But I loved going over there, taking customers and taking other business people because I'm always enamored by y'all's technology and the equipment and the size of the machines and how accurate and precise and the computer software you use. I bet I hadn't seen anything you guys have now.
The past 3.5 years, we've bought 3 new saws, 2 CNCs, another water jet.
Wow.
And most recently, we purchased a slab scanner. So it's 12,000K resolution.
Holy smokes.
I need to come check it out.
You need to.
But I went up. Man, I did this. I was a living breather. You know, I went over there, and we were shopping for our house.
Yeah,
I remember. Went over there, and we were in y'all showroom.
How long ago was that now? 5 years?
5 years,
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah.
And it was 5 years, yeah. We've been in
that
4 years.
That went by
years,
fast.
Isn't that crazy? And I was with Reagan, and I said, about 30 minutes, I was walking around. I looked at everything. I said, do you need me anymore? And I forget who was helping.
I think
us.
It was Lexi helped y'all.
And she's like, I'm leaving. And these people just can't understand that I'm going to leave. And Reagan understands. She's like, if you need to go, go. I was like, I got to get out of here. This is killing me. I've done a lot of that in my time. Well, y'all run a great business. What's one business principle you guys run that business on you live by, Lenny? Put you on the spot.
My words of wisdom for business is there's never a problem, only a solution.
Hmm.
And I take that home with me every day.
I heard that. That's great.
Yeah, that's a big one for me.
And that's with your family too, right?
Every day. It goes every walk of life for me. That's my motto.
Well, I'm going to tell you what my motto is. Thank you for being here. How can people look you up?
HarkeyTylenStone.com, Instagram, Facebook. We're
Are y'all on Sunnyside?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Off of Central Avenue over there.
That's right. 1822 Sunnyside Avenue in the heart of Plaza Midwood.
In the trendy area. They got buckle shoes and on clouds over there. Thanks for listening. Go carry a smile around on your face today and do the golden rule. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. There you go, Lenny.
Amen.
Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
We
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.